Since its early days in the mid-19th century, photography's been crucial to how we see ourselves and the world we live in. The Grand Rapids Art Museum showcases two centuries of photographic landscapes, portraits, novelties, and experimental works in its new exhibit, Mirror Memory. Mirror Memory refers to the term "the mirror with a memory," which was coined to describe photography's ability to capture and keep an image for all time. WKAR's Peter Wharf met with Chief Curator Ron Platt at the museum last week to view and discuss a few of the photos. They began with a shot of early 20th century cutting-edge technology at a New York Central railway yard.
With the steam locomotive, and it just looks so antiquated and so quaint. And yet, when that photograph was made, what you were looking at was like a portrait of technology at its most contemporary, and it was a very, very sort of dynamic picture.
I love the iconic shot here, the Flatiron Building. It is iconic New York City, turn of the century. And as I look closer and closer through the mist and the detail of the trees, you can even see this sort of reflective light off of the pavement that you see in every movie nowadays in a night scene.
That's the thing about a great photographic print, is that you see like amazing detail. And I think for this photograph, actually in particular, you really zeroed in on one where I think the technique is really important, because you have this iconic building, the Flatiron Building in 1905, and then you feel like you know that piece of architecture. And I think it just makes it look very odd here, and
it almost looks like a painting.
Surreal. Well, it does feel like a painting, and part of that is that the tree really sets the stage for it. This sort of like sort of exploratory growth of this branch that seems to be still sort of like reaching out as you're looking at it, and it gives a sort of an odd sort of warping to the building behind it, and that is added to by the sort of the reflection and that sort of distortion of the imagery in the water in the foreground.
We're speaking with Ron Platt. He's chief curator at the Grand Rapids Art Museum, and we're walking through a little bit of Mirror Memory, which is a photographic exhibit from the permanent collection through August 21st. You're pointing exactly to what I was hoping we would be speaking about next, and this is Jacques-Henri Lartigue.
Really one of my favorite European photographers of the early 20th century. And mid-20th century, actually, but I think he brought such a joy of life to his work, and he had a sense that sort of our everyday moments could be, and in some ways were, the most iconic moments of our life, that you didn't need to be showing the sort of penultimate moment of something, that these moments of sort of everyday activity where people were engaging in activities with one another. And of course, motion and movement were his sort of preoccupations. And so I selected a group of images and sort of arranged them like this to sort of suggest the movement between all of the works.
I love the way you have these two here with the glider, sort of Wright Brothers type contraption taking off from the sand dune, and right across, what's this guy doing? He's got his dog taking off from his own hand over a canal or a ditch or something.
That's a dog that enjoys being in the water.
He looks like he does.
That's fantastic.
And then just like you put those in context with something where it's just people walking on the beach, and you see that his preoccupation with movement and then the image, and how there is sort of like something he's going for, where the sort of image, the composition kind of locks together. It's what I think these pictures really demonstrate what makes him so special and fantastic.
We're looking at a couple of groups of portraits next here. Two famous photographs from your collection, Pablo Casals and Winston Churchill. And tell us about the artist, the photographer.
I think Karsh had a remarkable capacity for sort of capturing character in unusual and iconic ways. And he, you know, he was someone that was greatly celebrated during his lifetime, and so he got remarkable commissions and had access to just about anybody who needed to be photographed or who he wanted to photograph. But I juxtaposed these two pictures because I just wanted to, again, sort of demonstrate how there's like not one kind of particular Karsh image, that it was really, he was trying to sort of telegraph something about the character of the individual. So you, here you have one of the, you know, 20th century's great statesmen, and so he's sort of like, you know, in this sort of like very open position, sort of looking directly at the camera and just like sort of ready to engage.
Yeah.
And he also looks like he's been through a few rounds. I don't mean of drink. I mean he's sort of been through the wars of public service.
Yeah, it's an intense photo.
It's a very
intense
photo.
It just defines Churchill. But so does this one, too, of Casals, whose back is to the camera, and he's reaching out with...
So this portrait of Pablo Casals, the great cellist, I think, is remarkable, too, because here you have sort of like a quintessential idea of the sort of the artist in there. Garret, if you will. So he's sort of in this rehearsal room. It's like there's barely a source of light here. He's practicing with no sort of engagement with the photographer, and therefore no engagement with the viewer. It's just him and his cello. And in what I suspect probably was a room he liked to rehearse in, because it would have amazing acoustics in this sort of open space.
Another American artist over here, and you have a real historic span and also something very timely, too, from Gordon Parks.
Well, yeah, unfortunately, it is timely. I guess this show was up for maybe a week before Ali died, and I mean, for a lot of us, he was a really important figure, and I think for Parks, he was a really important figure. He photographed him innumerable times in lots of conditions. And, you know, another thing about photography and portraiture is subjects need to trust the photographer to represent them in a way that's not going to embarrass them or make them look silly. And so Parks had such access to Ali because Ali recognized a sort of kinship with Parks. I think they had very similar ideas about what it was like to be a black person in the United States in the middle part of the 20th century, when it was particularly charged racially here in the U.S. And I think in Ali, Parks found someone who was just a complicated, amazing, just... magnetic presence. I mean, who wouldn't want to photograph Muhammad Ali? And this was the photograph that the New York Times ran for their obituary, and I've seen it numerous times. In some ways, it is sort of the iconic Ali image.
Ron Platt is chief curator at the Grand Rapids Art Museum, and we've been talking a little bit about Mirror Memory, fantastic exhibit of photography now through August 21st at the Grand Rapids Art Museum. Ron, thanks very much.
Oh, my pleasure. I appreciate your interest, and it's great to see people in here enjoying our collection.
For Current State, this is Peter Wharf.